11 o'clock hour of Will Deans House begins now. And a tweet from my good buddy Ben Steele,
who I worked with at the State Journal and now has covered Marquette men's basketball for many years. I'm sure Homer knows him. He just posted this, an old newspaper article from 1973. Bob Uecker, for at least one season anyway, called Marquette basketball games in 1973-74. How
and
wild
Homer took
is
over
that?
Right after that. We got to get the Chippewa Falls.
Well played. Well played. All right, let's get to some of your calls. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Let's go to Mark in New Berlin. Mark, good morning. Thanks for holding on for so long. Welcome to Will Deans House. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. Good. Sad day. I was born 1961, so, I mean, yeah, it's like a family. Like Chuck said, that was just a part of my life, my whole life. Mm-hmm. Memories. And like, I know, like you guys said, too, yeah, and like I can imagine Bob's funeral, like you said, it's, you know, broken up. There's going to be a lot of crying, but, you know, that's just the guy he was. He's, you know, like, he'd like to see you laugh, and he sure made us all laugh. And, yeah, you guys talked about a lot of stuff I remember. I guess to get off, you guys kind of hit on everything, but as a young kid, the Braves had moved out of Milwaukee, and I used to listen to Cubs games as a kid growing up because there was no baseball here, and then when the Brewers came back, the product wasn't maybe always the greatest, and I don't know, you know, my dad and grandpa, they're being Braves fans, but they took me out to the games, and yeah, as a young kid, I was just happy to have baseball here and have a team in Milwaukee, and some of those lean years, it was just great listening to Bob, and he's going to be missed.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Mark, great call. We appreciate it. And look, this is, you know, Tausch, you've heard me say this before. Like, we're not out here curing cancer and changing the world by doing this show. But I do think that there is something to the being able to share your memories and your feelings in a communal way. And I hope that this opportunity is something that is helping people go through that. Those, you know, we joke about the stages of grief, right? Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, and this is grief. And again, I hope we can balance our sadness with laughs and memories. I mean, you know, just a bit outside and I must be in the front row. I mean, you say those words and people know who you are quoting, undeniably so. And I hope that this is just helping people process this just a little bit today by taking calls. Let's keep going with the calls. Let's go to Chris in Kenosha. Chris, thanks for holding on. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Thanks, guys. Yeah, he was always funny no matter what he did. I mean, the commercials, the TV shows, the games, and I still go out and watch clips from Johnny Carson, and he was amazing on that. How he could keep a straight face, and everybody else in the place was cracking up. I mean, Johnny was like at the point where he was crying because he was laughing so hard.
Uh-huh.
But it's really, and when somebody like that's gone, sorry, nobody like that will be around again.
Yeah, I think that's why we're doing this, right? And thanks for the call, Chris, and thanks for sharing your feelings today. I mean, right there, like, how many times have you heard people call this show, and how many times have you heard people cry on this show? We take a lot of calls. Mondays, we take a lot of calls, especially after the Packers lose. And there's a lot of emotion, frustration, anger, irritation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we take a lot of calls where people struggle to get through the entirety of their call. And that has now happened a bunch of times already. And we could do...
So, Jason, there's obviously the loss of Bob Uecker, but it's the loss that the void in families, that's a connectivity and a nostalgic piece of your life. And that's a powerful gift that Bob Uecker gave to a lot of families. Not only, obviously Brewer fans, but just in general. What an impact. It is... It's been really eye-opening. I mean, I think we all knew that, but just listening to our callers today, and thanks everybody that's called and that's on hold, because to hear this and to you get the feel what we're trying to say, and I think we're of a certain age too, that it's important. It really has been eye-opening on the impact that he's had and how important that nostalgia and getting back to growing up and your life and what you did and being able to pass that down to your kids through that, it is just, it's special. And I'm really glad that people have opened up and shared that with us today.
Dennis Krause of Spectrum News, who obviously was at WTMJ TV for a long time, sharing his memories in a post this morning and talking about his experiences with Uke, and mentioning, again, this is the kind of stuff that you and I, because we're a little bit younger, don't know. Like Dennis Krause mentioning that Hank Stoddard, who, again, if you grew up in Milwaukee, you remember him at Channel 4, used to call UW-Milwaukee baseball games with Bob Uecker. So not only was Uke calling Brewers games, but he was calling UWM baseball games once upon a time. I mean, we just had the...
Gotta get reps.
Yeah,
Gotta get reps, Jason. That's how you do it.
Incredible. And Dennis also sharing how he got to do a radio broadcast with Uke back in 2010. He was filling in for Corey Provis for a game and being... treated to that opportunity to sit there and have that up close and personal experience with Bob. He called it one of the true highlights of his career, and Dennis has had a fantastic career. Let's get to a couple more of your calls. Let's go to DeForest, one of my favorite places. Love the Norskies, and it's our friend Coach.
Oh no, we just lost him.
You hung up on Coach
I didn't hang up on him. He did. His call dropped before, and now we just lost him again, unfortunately.
Well, I was all set up for some good Norskies.
Yeah,
talk.
I know.
You can
you
fast
love
pass
your Norskies.
Them back to the front. I do indeed. Yeah. Some more than others. Let's go to Jim on the south side instead. Jim, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's nice to have someone else out there sharing the same kind of feelings that I have today. I'm afraid that there's a lot of people with bad connections today, and I'm sitting in my living room. he was an icon for my family and for Major League Baseball and for the city of Milwaukee, and he won't be replaced. It's, almost the 1st of April coming around, and there are things you could count on. Guys going to Phoenix and spring training, and then you could be back calling games, and I always hoped there'd be one more year. Because you were asking for some good stories, I just watched a video on a Major League Baseball channel, a documentary from 2014, so it's a little dated. But it starts out with him driving his boat out under the Hone Bridge. If you see that, that's the right video. And it's called Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker. And there's a story in there when he was in the series, World Series for the Cardinals, mid-60s. He was shagging fly balls in batting practice. And you know him, always trying to steal the show and put on a show. He grabbed a tuba from some band that was playing on the sidelines, and he went out there and he was trying to catch fly balls in the tuba. And evidently he maybe got some, maybe he didn't get some. But after that, they came to him and made him pay for the damage to the tuba because it had gotten hit so many times that it had to be repaired, and the team wasn't going to pay for it. It was coming out of his check. So I think that story is from that documentary. If you watch it, it'll put some smiles on your face. It was great, and we're going to really miss him. And I'm thinking that there may not be a parade on Wisconsin Avenue, but I'm sure we can fill up the stadium again for some sort of a send-off for Bob.
Yeah, I agree. We love all the calls that we're getting today. We appreciate them a ton. Thanks, Jim. Usually I'm in the YouTube comments with Jesse's Dwellers, and I'm still there as well. But two things. I did find the documentary that Jim just mentioned. So after you're done listening to Wilde and Tausch today, if you search in YouTube, Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, MLB Network, it comes right up, that documentary. It's about 45 minutes long.
It is really good. I've seen it. It's great.
And then there's also... you can find MLB posted his Hall of Fame induction speech. And to see these legendary players behind him just laughing uncontrollably as he delivers his speech is pretty remarkable. So can't recommend those enough. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Again, Tausch, we still have to do the other parts of our job, which includes talking about all our great partners. One of them, of course, being Kohler Services. I was thinking about Doug this morning. We're going to redo one of our bathrooms as well with them, and we can't wait for that to get started with Kohler Services.
Indeed, if you need a bath or shower remodel, now is the time to turn to Kohler Services. Family owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, you get $1,000 off your Luxtone shower remodel. No payment financing until 2026. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com. So what I'd like to do is, at least for this segment, finish up with one of Bob Uecker's quotes are unbelievable. There's so many that are funny, and this one really made me laugh. And it is the biggest thrill that a ball player can have is when your son takes after you. Well, that happened when my little Bobby was in his championship Little League game. He really showed me something. Struck out three times, made an error that ended up costing us the game. And parents were throwing things at our car and swearing at it as we drove off. And gosh darn it, I was proud.
More of your thoughts and memories on Bob Uecker coming up. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Continue with the calls as we share our memories of Bob Uecker, who passed away this morning at the age of 90. Let's go to
Jason,
Eric. And
I had a great shoe contract and glove contract with a company who paid me a lot of money never to be seen wearing their stuff. Thanks.
God, you're almost, if there were, like, you know, you have that dad joke book. You could put together just an entire book of Bob Uecker jokes that you would love to be able to use, right? Because they were so funny. Let's get to more of your calls. Let's go to Eric in Green Bay. Eric, thanks for holding on for so long. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And thank you guys for doing that today. It's been pretty powerful to hear some of the other folks calling in and reflecting. And it, you know, it sometimes takes a bit for me to break cell phone service too. And there was a couple gaps in my living room earlier today. So for me, my quick reflection on Uke is back when I was in seventh grade, first day of summer, I was playing in a Babe Ruth game, and I took a line drive off the face, orbital blowout fracture, concussion, was in the hospital for 3 days. And one of the best moments there in the hospital was, you know, sitting with my folks in the evening and listening to Uecker. And shortly afterwards, you know, my summer was shot. I couldn't swim. I was told I couldn't play baseball, and I was heartbroken. And the doc said, you know what, you can play under the condition that you have to wear a helmet with a face mask in the infield, well, as a fielder. And, you know, as a seventh grader at that point in life, you know, you're starting to, social circles are forming, and, you know, you start to feel embarrassment and things like that more. And I just remember, you know, kind of having that conversation with my dad, and he would always, you know, say some form iteration of, you know, life is, you know, 10% what happens and 90% how you react. And he's like, you know, you can sit at home all summer, or you can, you know, like what would Bob Uecker do? He would laugh at himself, and he would get out there, and he would hang out with his friends. And I remember the first game that I went back and played, the kid on another team just kind of pointed and laughed at me. And I had this moment where I paused and was scared for a second and kind of laughed at myself. And that helped things get better. And I think, that was such a powerful moment at a young stage in my life, and having that realization that, you know, you can, the ability to laugh at yourself can be such an equalizer and a neutralizer, and it gets, people don't tend to have that ammo for you, and it makes you more approachable, and it's something that I don't think people do enough. And the last thing I wanted to say about Uke is that, you know, obviously, you know, he's communicating to a very big audience, you know, formally, but that ability to connect and relate with people, and that's why everybody's calling in and why we're kind of doing the show that we are today. But, you know, just, I guess, that reminder to myself that, you know, we're all interacting with an audience too, whether it's at work or with our family. And even if it's a lot smaller, those interactions can be pretty personal and mean a lot. So again, thank you guys for doing what you're doing today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Eric. We appreciate you. Tausch, I think that's a really good example there too of Bob Uecker had no idea that would have he didn't even know Eric was wearing a helmet in the infield, right? I mean, he had no idea. And for that, those are the kinds of things that you don't know. You have no idea what kind of impact you have on the people that are listening to you, or the people that feel that connection to you, right? I mean, and for Eric to share that, I just think that says so much about the impact that someone can have on us, even though they feel so familiar, and we're, so many people feel so heartbroken today, even though they didn't even know him on a personal level. They felt like they did.
The part of it, the life lessons, and, you know, Bob Uecker's up in the booth talking and telling stories, and you're right, he doesn't know, you know, all that self-deprecation and having fun. He doesn't know that that's going to impact a young kid, but that's the father-son, that's the family dynamics. And, you know, especially when you start thinking about, like, my dad and your folks, it wasn't the free flow information. It took a lot to be open and to share. And it almost as if Bob or other folks, it was that it made it okay to have that conversation, where normally you're just, go do this or this. It was, what would you do, or how would he have approached it? In that self-deprecation part, I think that's why you're feeling and you're seeing so many people, and just, you get on the internet, that's why he was so impactful, because he was able to kind of tell that story in a way that you could relate it to your kids or to your dad. Eric's call was just great right there.
Get to one more call before a break, and then we'll get to more after that. Let's talk to Jim in Heartland. Jim, thanks for holding on. Good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Thanks for doing the show today and stuff. So when I was a kid growing up, my next door neighbor was a relative of Euchre's. So he was around a little bit and stuff growing up, and so several good stories and stuff. But the one I remember probably the most is, you know, we were throwing a football in the yard with Euchre and a few of the neighbor kids and a couple of the parents. And Euchre threw a pass. It was a little high, and it went through the window of a shed in a neighbor's yard. And, you know, as kids do, you know, when something bad happens, you turn and run and hide, right? So we all go run and hide in the garage, and next thing you know, Euchre and, you know, another couple of the parents are there until all of a sudden Euchre goes, what the hell are we doing here? So, and went out. So it was a pretty funny time to be hiding in the garage with Euchre after he broke a window. So
that's the kind of story we needed today, Jim. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Doing a great job. Thanks. Bye.
Wow, how crazy is that? That's like the Sandlot come to life with Bob Euchre coming into your garage. That's great. We will continue to take more of your calls, your memories, your thoughts, your feelings. 844-770-3776.
Jason, in 1962, I was named Minor League Player of the Year. It was my second season in the big leagues.
Tausch, raise a Coors Light in Uke's honor today.
Coors Light brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp and is only 102 calories. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Thanks to everyone for... It's been a different day, obviously. Thanks to everyone who stayed with the video stream, even though you didn't have to look at our ugly mugs. You just saw the Wildy and Tausch logo throughout the show today. Thanks to everyone who's called and stayed on hold to get their feelings and memories and thoughts in on the late, great Bob Euchre. Let's get the three more calls here to close out the conversation. Let's start with Mike in Germantown. Mike, thanks for holding on. Good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch.
Good morning. Thanks for what you guys are doing this morning. This is great. Couple things. One, somebody alluded to earlier was that when the Brewers weren't very good, he would make the game interesting, and he's fun to listen to and pick your spirits up, you know, for sure. The other thing about Johnny Carson, you know, you think about Johnny Carson, it wasn't like now when there's Kimmel and all these other ones. He was it. Mm-hmm. People would kill to get on Johnny Carson. He could have anybody. And he had him how many times? And very few people you could see make Johnny Carson crack up. I mean, maybe Robin Williams and a few others, but like mm-hmm. he could. And the other thing is we, you know, in Wisconsin, we have a little bit of an inferiority complex. You know, I mean, we're pretty well, you know, got quite a following with the Packers and probably a fair amount with the Bucks, a little less with the Brewers. He made us feel like Major League. I mean, he brought us into the forefront. There wasn't a better announcer in baseball. I'm sure St. Louis will try to claim him as their own, but he did that. And I don't think the guy had a mean bone in his body. And I think to sum up his life would be to say a life well lived. I mean,
yeah.
he lived life right to the end. You know,
no doubt about it. And thanks for the call, Mike. And to Mike's point, Bob Euchre made over 100 appearances on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. I mean, talk about being a funny person's favorite guest or one of his favorite guests. When Johnny Carson thinks you're that good that you're on that many times, that tells you a lot. And again, you can find that if you search YouTube. There's lots of examples of it, but boy, pretty incredible. Let's keep going with your calls. Let's go to Mailman Matt. Matt, thanks for holding on, buddy. Good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks for doing this for us. I like history, and I think of, boy, this is the guy that linked all of the Brewers teams, that when the teams were bad, when the teams were had become great and so on, and he's the link between all these players that we've seen throughout the years. And it's just an amazing life, amazing career that he had. I'm in my early 60s, and there was a period of time, about a decade, when I was out of state, and I can distinctly remember when I came back home and we got settled back in, I turned the radio on, and there was Bob Uecker's voice, and it hit me. I'm home. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yep, exactly. And again, I let's not forget, I mean, he was one of us. Like, he grew up, he was born and raised in Milwaukee, right? Like, this was his hometown team that he got to play for with the Braves, and then that he got to call the games for when the Brewers returned as the Seattle Pilots moved to Milwaukee in 1970. So, you know, again, not just an announcer, not just an actor, not just a funny guy. You know, I just think that, you know, there aren't many instances, not just in Wisconsin sports, but in sports in general, where someone has the kind of impact. If you listen to this show today, there's not many people that can be discussed in this manner. I mean, and look, I'm going through social media, and like, I had forgotten about this, but Bob Uecker at WrestleMania interviewing Andre the Giant, and then Andre the Giant like fake chokes him at the end of the interview. Like, yeah, I mean, at WrestleMania, like, it's just, as sad of a day as today is, there are going to be opportunities to do a lot of laughing at a lot of different clips of him on The Tonight Show and in Major League. And again, I'm looking at Andre the Giant choking him and him playing along with the face that he's making as he's being choked by Andre the Giant, and you can't help but smile and laugh. It's incredible. Let's get to one last call, and then Tausch and I will wrap up the show coming up with our final thoughts as well. Let's go to Dan in Cambria. Dan, thanks for holding on, old friend. How you feeling today?
Not too good, but, you know, wow, what a man. I got his autograph. I think it was Chandler or Maryville.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a whole, it was after the game. And back then, the booth, people just came up and just, he signed every autograph. Unfortunately, I lost mine, but he just, there were so many people and he just kept signing autographs. It was wonderful. And didn't he have a show? I know he had a show. Saturday morning, it'd come on a little spot in the cow pasture, and it'd zoom in and get closer and closer, and there'd be you sitting at a desk like Johnny Carson, and then he'd interview people out in the middle of a cow pasture. You guys remember that show?
I do not, but that gives me something else to look for later on today. It was on TV?
Yeah, Saturday mornings. Way back when. Way, way long time ago. And another thing is, when you listen to the Brewer games, and they were getting blown out like 10-0 in the third, that's when you'd start listening. You wouldn't turn the radio off and do something else. You would listen to the game to hear all the stories.
Yes,
you're right.
I mean, I just, and Jesse, I wonder, and thanks for the call, Dan. We always appreciate your loyalty to the show. Jesse, obviously your dad, I don't know if people have heard this, but he was an usher at then Miller Park. Like, he saw a lot of bad baseball, right?
Oh, yeah.
Doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And Uke called a lot of bad baseball. And to Dan's point, that was like, you listened anyway. I mean, talk, is there a better compliment for an announcer than to say that even when the team was bad and even when the game was 9-1 in the third inning, you still listened? Like, doesn't that say everything about his storytelling ability and just the magnetism that he had, that you would listen even though you kind of knew what the outcome was going to be 100 times that year?
Not even that you would keep listening, but like Dan said, you would start listening when it was 9-1. Like I several nights, whether it was driving around with my parents when I was a kid or when I became a little league umpire and I'd miss the first few innings and I'd hop in the car in the fifth and they're down 8-1 in some of those, you know, rough years in the early 2000s. And you go, okay, it's 8-1, but Euchre's there, you know, telling whatever story he's telling, making you laugh, like keeping you compelled the entire time. Oh, by the way, there's a ground ball to shortstop and Hernandez is out at first. Like it wouldn't even matter what was happening in the game. He was so entertaining and so inspired. Like that was Dan, I think, captured that. So many of these calls have been so great today, but that's just one component of what made him so unique and fun and special and why we're going to miss him so much for sure.
Yeah. Again, I go back to what Tausch said at the very beginning when we learned of this news this morning, a life well lived. I mean, the stories that he would tell and the way he would tell them and the way he interacted. And I mean, my timeline is just flooded with not just memories, but different clips and different funny moments. And again, I think, you know, we played that clip from Christian Yelich talking about him and getting so choked up. I think many of us knew, Tausch, that this day was much closer than we wanted it to be. And to learn today that he had been battling cancer since early 2023, and here we sit on January 16, 2025, talking about him. I just, what a credit to the impact that he had on all of us. I don't think there's any way, other way to say it.
Nope. Tausch and I will yeah, go ahead, Chase.
No, Tausch and I will wrap things up with our final thoughts. Again, we appreciate all the calls. I know there were a lot of folks that texted in on the talking text line that we didn't get to. I hope we have helped you a little bit as we've gone through this process together. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
Closing out Wildy and Tausch today. Again, the sad news, if you have not heard and you just are tuning in, Brewers icon and legend Bob Euchre passed away this morning at age 90. We have spent the majority of our show remembering him and hearing your memories of him. Tausch, we'll each take our last word here. The floor is yours.
Yeah, it's obviously a sad day, but I just think, you know, from my perspective, it was always awesome to have that radio on and listening to Bob Euchre. I that game that you guys, your family left early, I think we were just getting started doing chores. It was a Sunday, and just such an impactful part, and I loved the show today. Listening to everybody else kind of have that same bridge that Bob Euchre brought. So the humor, there's so many things that you can take from Bob Euchre's life. Follow your passion. Work hard at your craft. Some of the things we learned, he did Marquette basketball. He was always working it and being able to tell a story and being able to make fun of yourself really resonates. And man, what a legacy, what a life that Bob Uecker lived, and the impact that he has on so many different age groups of Wisconsin sports fans is just incredibly remarkable. And the fact that so many players were drawn to him too, it just is a testament to what Bob Uecker was all about and the impact that he had on so many people. What a life. What a life that Bob Uecker lived.
So did you, I mean, obviously you're, and I say this sincerely, you are beloved, and I'm lucky to do this show with you. You obviously know how people are when they are excited to meet you. Did you ever meet him? Did you ever cross paths with him?
I did. I was able to meet Bob a few times, and one, it was... I think he lived on his boat, or he was out early. There was a fishing tournament that Bob Uecker was involved in. He was big on the Lombardi Golf Classic early in my career, so I was able to meet him there as well. So it was a big deal for me, even as a Green Bay Packer, to go and meet Bob Uecker because the stories and just. It was a big deal to my folks. It was a big deal to meet Bob Uecker.
Yeah. I would just say this, and I mentioned this earlier about going to the airport and meeting the 82 Brewers. And, you know, your relationship with your dad was different than my relationship with mine. I am a very nostalgic person. If you came into my office here at Lambeau Field, you'd see a Robin Yount poster on the wall. You'd see bobbleheads of all the characters from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which is one of my favorite childhood memories. I have things from Mr. Rogers, who I watched religiously. I think back to growing up and how we're all products of our upbringing and those things that make indelible marks on us. And did I think I would be spending 30 years covering the Green Bay Packers? No. I didn't know what my career would look like, but I knew I wanted to go into this field. I knew at a very early age, reading Sports Illustrated, memorizing the Brewers' batting averages every morning out of the Milwaukee Sentinel. And as I mentioned when we learned this news, every night on my little transistor radio, listening to Mr. Baseball call Brewers games and straining to stay awake for those games against the California Angels and the Seattle Mariners. Because remember, the Brewers were in the American League when I was a kid. I made it to the seventh inning and then I fell asleep and I missed the rest of the game. This hurts for many of us. And so I want to thank everyone for sharing how they're feeling today. I hope we helped you a little bit with our show. We're going to have continuing coverage for the rest of the day. Gabe Neitzel will take over for us here at noon. I've got work to do. I got to go down. Goody's talking. We're going to switch gears and talk Packers with him, obviously, in this season. So thank you to everyone who called, who texted, and who listened along with us. We're going to leave you today with something that another legend, Gene Miller, recorded a while back. Here is Gene Miller with his homage to the late, great Bob Uecker. Thanks for coming along for the ride today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Bob Uecker was Wisconsin's soundtrack of summer since 1971.
Get up! Get up! Get up!
Giving fans a bird's eye view of the game and Brewers milestones from his front row seat at the park.
He's done it! 3,000 for Robin.
Swing and a base hit to right! 39! Strike for Molitor!
Robert George Uecker was born in Milwaukee in 1934, a local kid who made it to the bigs with the hometown Braves before finding his legs as an actor and entertainer.
Would you welcome Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
Making some 100 Tonight Show appearances, starring in scads of spots for the hometown brew.
These fans know I drink light because it's less filling and it tastes great. Good seats, huh?
We're in the wrong seat, buddy. Come on.
Uecker made WrestleMania appearances, starred in his own TV series, one that ran six seasons.
Who are you?
Belvedere. Lynn Belvedere.
Then there was the movie Major League.
On into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside.
And his turn as announcer, Harry Doyle.
Ball four. Ball eight.
His real-life career in the booth began a year after the Brewers came to Milwaukee from Seattle, honing his signature call.
If somebody really hits a ball, some guy up there really juices one, you'll see the guys on the bench get up and get to the steps or wherever and look that way. And, I mean, every guy in the dugout is hollering, get up, get out of here, get out of here, you know. That's where it came from.
Uecker earning a place in the broadcaster's wing at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, awarded in 2003.
It's been a great run, but number one has always been baseball for me. No matter what else I ever did, baseball was the only way I wanted to go.